I should said I should have cracked that after the fact. I'll open another one. I don't even care.
I'm gonna get it right now.
I got two.
I gotta turn this up.
Nah, but you told me to do it, so I'm gonna do it.
In my headphones.
I'm gonna stare in my headphones. Damn it, beat me to it.
They be like, slow up, homie. You talking too fast. I got a couple of quips. I came to talk trash. Yeah, he's Bucky Watts and Bradley Bax. This is going down. We call it the G Splash. Hey. This is G Splash. Welcome to another episode. I am Bradley Baxter, the host, the flyest, the hostess with the mostest, but no better than my co-hostess.
That's me.
Who's actually a host, not a hostess.
A host, not a hostess. It's up for debate.
Chris Bucky Watts.
That's me. What's up, everybody?
Riding shotgun.
Happy to be here. As always, rocking and rolling.
This is the only podcast on the internet to shamelessly plug themselves within their own show. Chris, what's your favorite podcast?
It's gotta be G-Splash.
And who's your favorite rapper?
It's Rich. It's Cutting Edge. My favorite rapper is, absolutely, it has gotta be Bradley Baxter.
Yeah, gotta be.
Chase the Ghost.
That's my favorite.
Is that what it's called? Play the Ghost. Are you still that, or did you change it?
No, I'm still that.
Because you just did that thing, that remix competition thing, and you didn't have your name. It just said Bradley Baxter.
Yeah, no, it's always been Bradley Baxter. Play the Ghost is like the label, but before we get into announcements, wanted to let you know what we're talking about today. We're talking about some cool news we got going on. Following this episode tomorrow is, of course, our Splash Trash Matt episode where we talk about movies, what's coming out this weekend, what we saw last weekend, whether or not it was good. And then we follow what you should see going into this weekend.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, we love to drop our Buzz of the Week. This week, we're talking the Avengers new release date and things around it, why they moved it up, theories, blah, 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 stuff like that. But on this episode today, we are talking about everything you should stream in the month of March, be it on Hulu, be it on Amazon. We got you covered. Oh, yeah, there's that thing called Netflix. Chris, have you ever heard of Netflix?
Netflix? Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's like this internet thing. They used to have DVDs that you'd get like five of them at a time, and they would just collect dust on your counter.
Is that like Redbox?
Yeah, something like that.
I think it's going to be fun to go through that March stuff, because it's not like we're just going to list off everything. Like, we're just going to hit the highlights or the lowlights, so you never know what you're going to find, because these services every month release like 100 different things to watch.
Exactly. And I mean, it's not like you're watching The Walking Dead, because that show is terrible right now for some reason. I don't know. It's just a downer, man. It's really a downer. Anyway, moving on, let's just kick right into some announcements. So Chris mentioned I am a super dope rapper. If you didn't already know,
I brought it up very organically. I said it all on
very organic. Yeah, he wasn't prompt by myself at all.
It's not.
I go by the super dope rapper name of Bradley Baxter with two E's, no Y.
Damn.
Anyway, I got a new song that I dropped. It's called Hella Poppin'. It's part of a Doomtree Crew remix contest. Doomtree is a collective of producers, rappers. That's, you know, I can list them all. POS and Sims, Laserbeak, Paper Tiger, Mike McLaughlin.
You could have made up at least six of those, and I would Cecil have no Otter. Idea.
I hope I listed everybody. Otherwise, I'm a jerk. They're really good friends of mine. I chose to enter this contest to keep my life exciting. Also to celebrate their release of Shredders, which is a group of Paper Tiger, Laserbeak, Sims, and POS. I guess they got like 200 entries. Only 10 will win. So that's where you guys come in. I need your help. If you could go ahead and vote for your boy, Bradley Baxter's track, Hella Poppin'. You can listen to it. I'll put that link down below. You could also vote for your boy. That'd be great.
I'm going to throw it up on the old Facebook of ours as well. So people can go there. It's super easy. I did it. I didn't even listen to the song, really. I just voted.
I'm kidding.
I listened to it, and he did a great job, people.
It's a good song. It's
I liked it.
Friend of mine, Beth Ann, didn't really like it about 54 seconds in, but what are you going to do? Play a little bit of it in the show, maybe.
All and these rappers got bars. Bars. All these rappers hella horse. All these rappers catch feels. Bradley back still ill. Pass a lot of baby spark. It's lit. It's lit. Stuck up on no sucker syndrome. I keep on getting till I find myself another victim. I keep on entering because I'm sick, but something sick on. I keep on going till I'm fucking up the fuck.
Anyway, that's going to be the announcements. But Chris, how are you doing? How's your week been, bruh?
Killing it. Great week. I took my Jeopardy online qualification test yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How'd that go?
It went very, very middle of the road for me.
They just had a, did you know this? Jeopardy just had their first ever tiebreaker on the show.
Really? Like somebody hit the same death. Number?
Or same they hit number? The same number. Said the same yeah. number. In Final Jeopardy.
Right. And then, so what they have to do another question?
They did a question, yeah. And they did a sudden death question.
I like to imagine there's like one of those break glass in case of emergencies. And like, it's just been sitting there on the wall for like 30 years or however long that show's been going on. And the producer was like, oh, wait. And they're like tallying it up. And they're like, we have a tie. And he rolls over there and smashes the glass. And there's like an old one note card with a question on it.
I mean, it was very uneventful. I was hoping for more of a Charlie McDennis finale in the sense of they do that. What you're talking about, basically, and they
bring
open
out
up
a
the
special
envelope.
Question, and it's like, ooh, this is it.
And they're like, oh, what? Like, they all forgot about what it was, and then Danny DeVito reveals that it's flip a coin.
Yeah, exactly. That's so funny. In my head, I was literally just thinking that they go through all this stuff, and Alex Trebek's talking about it. Oh, yeah, this is, and then all of a sudden he's like, whoever pushes their buzzer first wins. Okay, you got it, Todd. Have a great time. You win.
So that's dope, man. I hope you get on Jeopardy because that'll be fucking awesome.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. I mean, I know that like it's, you know, it's a very long shot. They get tons of people doing it, but it's fun. I like to play at home. I like trivia. I think that I did well enough on the test. If I get a personality test, I'll be like, hi, nice to meet you. And they'll say, that guy's mediocre looking. Let's get him on the television. And then and then maybe I can win that $1,000 for third place.
There you go.
Nailed it. Big dreams.
Nailed it. Big dreams.
Achievable dreams. That's the key, kids.
Well, Chris, I'm so glad you asked how my week is going.
Oh,
it's going great.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a storm here today. So,
oh, yeah, you're in the middle of the cold storm. I think that's the proper name for it.
False hopes, because it's nothing but a slush storm. It wasn't as crazy as previous storms. But
have you lost power or anything like that?
Nah, I've just been in home all day.
This wasn't like, what was that one that destroyed all the things, Sandy?
Yeah, it was nothing like Sandy. We should just talk.
Never mind. No news. No news.
Well, it's not really news. I mean, it's technically news, but not really news because it's by this day, it's Thursday already. If you didn't know, the Oscars happened on Sunday.
They did.
A long time ago. Yeah. How did you feel about the Oscars, Chris? Did you watch them?
Yeah, I'm a big Oscars fan. I mean, in the sense that I don't know why. I just maybe I don't really love award shows for the most part, but the Oscars I think is kind of cool. Maybe because we play games, you know, you get like your ballot and you vote, and then if you win, you get prizes. It's kind of like a family
game. Where do you play that at?
My mom, she puts together this whole thing, and there's like she's got the thing, and she puts together a little prize like candy and stuff. So that makes it a little bit fun. It makes it more of like a game. But also, I really like movies, so I like to go see movies and then see if I agree with a bunch of old guys that got advertised into voting for a certain movie or actor. But I like to be like, yeah, that was good, or like, what, that's crazy.
I didn't know you had Oscar parties, man.
Yeah, we do. They are a hoot and a half, actually. Did you watch?
Of course I watched. Although I'm more curious why I was never invited to your Oscar party.
Well,
maybe I was, and I was like,
you probably were. You've been gone so long now over there on the other side.
Yeah, I watched them. I thought, despite the ratings drop, I thought they were okay.
It was the lowest one in like 9 years or something crazy?
Something like that. But I did love, I always love the thing that Jimmy Kimmel does with the audience. Like this year, like last year, I think he brought the audience, or like he brought like a tour bus through.
Yeah, exactly.
The auditorium.
This one, they like went to the movie theater across the way.
Yeah, he took some actors and actresses into the theater across. They were watching A Wrinkle in Time, and then surprised them with hot dogs and
candy, and all the people were there, and some celebrities went across. I mean, that's got to be pretty cool to be in that theater, right? But right. You think you must have some kind, if you're watching that crowd, and this is the part that got me a little bit, is like everybody stays right where they are. Like they stand up in their seats, but nobody moves, and it almost makes me feel like they were prompted in some ways to be like, okay, everybody, no matter what happens during this movie, stay in your seat. Which if I said, I'm going to be like, what the hell kind of 3D is this? Is it going to come out and get me?
I think it was just too much. Like, I don't want to get up. Like,
you're like, I don't want to bum middle. Rush like, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah. You're going to bum rush like
Armie Hammer. I love you. Just,
I mean, it wasn't like anybody amazing.
I mean, there were some good people.
I shouldn't say that. That was
Emily
the wrong
Blunt
thing
was in there. I'm in love with her. So that was good for me if I'd been there.
Yeah. If you'd been there. Or would you have been mad that they like interrupted the movie though?
Oh yeah, my gosh, the one guy just sitting there with his 3D glass or whatever on a popcorn. What the hell? Bring the movie back. I don't know any of you people. Are any of you in the movie?
Now I have to go to the bathroom. I might as well go now, but I can't because Emily Blunt is in my way.
Now I'm being blocked by this person with a hot dog gun, and I needed to use the restroom right now. Should have gone before, yeah. Ted. You told yourself you should have gone. You blew it.
You blew it, Ted. what'd you think of the winners of the Oscars? Was there anybody you were like, man, I really wish this would have won, but it didn't win?
Oh yeah, I mean, well, that's one of those things where like voting with your heart or all that, like when you pick them or what you want. Like I want to Get Out to win. I thought it was just as deserving as Shape of Water or Three Billboards. So that one for me was a little bit like, if it wins, I'm gonna be over the moon. But if it loses, it'll make sense to me because it's kind of in this mix. But
I mean, if the best picture would have gone to Phantom Thread, I probably would have been mad.
That's the one. Yeah, Phantom Thread had won. I would really, this one, it's about a, it's boring. Just because if that had won, it would have been basically just because it was Daniel Day-Lewis' last movie. I heard it's a good movie. But at the same time, like they're like, okay, give it to him one more time before he's out of here.
Right.
I was happy Gary Oldman won. I've always wanted him to win. I think that he is one of the most like, not just prolific, but also the dude has played everything. He's been in and he plays it all perfectly. It doesn't matter if he's freaking Commissioner Gordon or Sirius Black or like some weird half bald guy in The Fifth Element. It doesn't matter. Like he crushes the roles he's in, and so that Churchill performance was deserving.
Yeah, I wasn't mad. I didn't. It was kind of like, meh, I didn't see The Darkest Hour. I've heard great things about it, blah, blah, blah.
Darkest Hour, yeah, I didn't see that one. It's kind of boring. Not boring, it's like just, it's a period piece. And it was about Winston Churchill basically being like, these Nazis are bad guys, or Hitler's bad, and then being like, Hitler's not bad, and then him finally convincing them. It's also interesting because it takes place at the same time as Dunkirk, like over the course of that. So like Dunkirk's mentioned in that movie.
Is it
also Dunkirk?
Shared universes?
Yeah, it totally is because it's the real universe. so it was crazy for movies and stuff like that. I liked it. It was entertaining. I mean, it seemed like maybe, I don't know if there was like a lack of certain star power or maybe just this year Hollywood has got, it's just been a little exhausting all the sexual harassment stuff, or like it's all just been a lot to take in. So it's not like some big glamorous thing where you're like the Oscars, Hollywood, it's been in all the news for a year. So it was just sort of like, okay, but I was entertained. You're not entertained? I am.
No, I wasn't mad. Shape of Water obviously won. I thought that movie was great.
I loved it.
The one movie I was slightly disappointed in not winning was Logan. I was hoping Logan would snake that one.
Like a hard one too. I was like, oh come on, man, that's a great one. That's a great movie adapted from a comic. That's a way harder to do than a book. I feel like just a normal
100.
Book is like, and then he said this, and he said Todd, no, you don't. And then he's like, okay, well, in the movie, you'll just say Todd, no, you don't. That one's like, okay, here's a picture, and here's a blurb, and I'm gonna make that into an entire scene.
Yeah. So the winner of the adapted screenplay was Call Me by Your Name, which has gotten crazy reviews, and it's also been known as a really great film. But yeah, I would have liked to have seen. I'm gonna jump the gun actually before we continue on. Do you have anything else to say about the Oscars? I mean, we kind of
I think the Oscars are great. It's been around a lot. Don't want to beat it with a dead horse. Right. Just smashing it with this dead horse.
Frances McDormand had a great speech, which will be a good segue into what I'm about to say. But today, Thursday, is actually International Women's Appreciation
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate women. So,
yeah, of course. Got to give a round of applause to your moms, all the women in your life. My family. My family is very. My family is very women heavy, so I support women and, you know,
I like give them a nod. They seem pretty cool.
So thank you for all the things you do, women. I appreciate you. If Hollywood doesn't,
yeah, those guys, we're in. We like women and we think they're powerful and more powerful than us even. And that scares me sometimes. But I love it.
And yeah, speaking of power couples, not you, Chris or Allie, but Jay-Z and Beyonce are hitting the road. They're going on tour again. They're calling it the On the Run 2, which is their 2014 tour. But what happened was it hit the internet, boom, boom, and then it got taken down.
Why? Tell me. I'm on the edge of my seat.
So it hasn't officially been announced, but supposedly that official announcement should come at the end of the year. Or the tour is supposed to happen before the end of the year. But there's supposedly a record that's supposed to come out as well.
Okay. So there, this is like a whole, this is a whole big thing. Yeah, I just published the, I just put a post on Facebook about where people can go and vote for your song. Listen to it, vote for it, go check it out.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, so if you don't follow us on Facebook, we post all the stuff we talk about. I try and kick links in there, and sometimes I just am there late at night and just trolling around. So, you know,
trolling around. Speaking of trolling around.
All right.
Did you see the Winnie the Pooh
dude,
trailer?
I did see it today, actually.
I was actually pretty surprised by it. It looks pretty good.
I was moved to tears. I was crying like a small child. Not really. I wasn't like sobbing, but I was definitely feeling emotions. I had the tingles all over. I thought the movie was Winnie the Pooh. So I'm like Googling Winnie the Pooh trailer, and I'm getting like Winnie the Pooh's blustery day and Winnie the Pooh, and I was like, what the fuck? And then I watched it, and the movie's called Christopher Robin.
It's called Christopher Robin. Sorry, yeah. That's my fault.
Well, I actually like that you slow rolled me because I was expecting it to be Winnie the Pooh. And then when the title thing comes up on the trailer, listen, if you haven't watched the trailer, go watch it. Even if I was not as a child a Winnie the Pooh fan in any way.
I love that you just wrote Christopher Watts on our show.
Meant to put Robin and I wrote Christopher Watts. Whoopsie doodle. I was not a Winnie the Pooh fan growing up at all, but I, something about hearing that voice and hearing and seeing this go watch. I don't want to spoil it for anybody. All I know is that it's a teaser. It made me very emotional, and I'm very excited for it now.
No, my sister is a big Winnie the Pooh fan, so I'm curious to hear her thoughts on it.
She's like, I hate it.
But yeah. but Jim Cummings, it was great to hear his voice again. He's done Winnie the Pooh's voice since like 1993.
Yeah, I mean, he's been doing it forever.
He's been doing it forever.
Which is also great. Like hearing it, I was like, that's Winnie the Pooh's voice.
I didn't know. I'm actually excited to see all the other characters too. But I did not know how many voices Jim Cummings has done.
He is the voice of like so many iconic, not even like people that talk too. He's done voices for like sounds and of certain characters, and it's insane. It's insane.
And when you hear his voice in all these epic roles,
right?
It's so common. You're like, I hear that voice on like every cartoon ever. But he's been on like Ninja Turtles. He's the voice of Darkwing Duck.
Yeah,
I think he's an amazing obviously
voice actor.
Done Winnie the Pooh. He's done a lot of work. So it's great to hear him again.
Just cruise down his list of stuff.
It's crazy.
It is mind blowing how many, like, he has kept himself well employed. Like, you can't, like, I just scrolled 7 or 8 times with my fingers on the keypad, just like zing, 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 and I'm only at like 2006.
Like, everything. I just love that, like, some, like, there's characters though that have distinctive voices,
and you can tell,
and you could tell, but then, like, he also has characters where they have their own voice. Like, for instance, Winnie the Pooh. Like, he does, like, a generic voice for, like, bad guys and stuff here and there.
Right.
For small roles. But then, like, he's done stuff, Darkwing Duck and
Tasmanian like Winnie Devil. The Pooh.
Tasmanian Devil.
In the 90s, where they have all over the place.
Yeah, where they have their own, like, their own voice that he has done that you always, like, for instance, like in this Winnie the Pooh situation, like, you always know that, like, oh, that's the voice I've always known Winnie the Pooh to have.
Yeah, or there's some also weird ones. Like, I'm just going through still, and remember the movie Anastasia, that animated film from 1997? Mm-hmm. So he doesn't just, like, he didn't do Rasputin, but he did Rasputin's singing voice. So he even has the talent enough to be like, that guy's voice did this. I'm going to sing enough to believe that it's that guy still, but it's me. Like, these people that can do this are insane, and this guy is one of the best. This is like the Babe Ruth of voice acting. I would love that
Babe
job.
Roof.
It'd be this. Like, you just sit in a room
of SWAT.
And they just say this line. You go, oh, bother. And then they're like, that was great. You nailed it. Pick up your check. And you're like, cool, see ya.
Rumorville. Ready for some
Rumorville.
Rumors? So DC is struggling, so they're pulling out anything that they can, right? In movies.
Like, anything. If it'll sell, grab it.
Tom Cruise possibly could play Hal Jordan. Chris, what do you think?
Okay, this is a crazy story that I did not know anything about until today, but that there was this like this push or this speculation that he could be Hal Jordan, who is the human Green Lantern in the DC comic verse. So he has the Green Lantern ring and he can make constructs like anything. Like, if he puts his ring out there and he thinks he has to put all his willpower into it, but he says, you know, be a truck or a baseball bat. And then this giant baseball bat can be made out of green light, and then he can knock away an evil baseball or whatever. One of my favorite DC...
Because those happen all the time.
You're always, the Earth is always under attack by evil baseballs. Very little known fact. Part of the Green Lantern Corps. Everywhere, if you do remember, there, Ryan Reynolds was Green Lantern in a movie
a few years ago.
That was awful. They just did try to do too much, and they changed it too much and made these weird artsy decisions. Regardless, DC's too really much, trying to change things up here.
Too much CGI?
Too much CGI. The whole suit was CGI and like weird. It's supposed to be this. I don't need to get into it because I'm an ultra nerd, but it did not need to be. The green is supposed to be made of pure light. So when you touch it, it's like hot. And so that would give it like a nice, you know, it's supposed to be kind of like just clean and awesome. And the black is supposed to be the absence of light. So it's very cold when you touch it, like space. But then the one in the movie had like, you know, veins and lights running through it, and it was all muscular. It's like, don't do that. Don't be weird.
I didn't even see it, but tied up. What's his name? YTT did that shit, right?
Yes. Is that true?
Yeah. What?
That he did that movie?
He directed it.
But there was a whole lot of...
Well, like, that's like the only character to make the crossover between the DC universe and the Marvel universe.
Push my glasses up here.
Is a shake weight that it was in the film.
That is awesome, but even more so... just talking about the Tom Cruise thing, I actually, from what the whispers about the script or what
it's a long
it's
shot,
about,
but it's very possible.
I think so. If you read there's an article about it and talking about like who are the front runners, and there's a couple people in there that I think are just like terrible. Like, well, I you know what? I'm not even going to mess with that. I'm just going to pull up the article right now. I actually just had it, and I'm going to just click on it, and then I'm going to say, The who they had as like possible potentials they're looking into are people like Joel McHale. No, they tried with Ryan Reynolds, somebody too funny, didn't work out. Plus Joel McHale, come on. He's great. His Netflix show is really funny. Bradley Cooper, maybe. Okay. He's never disappointed me. Armie Hammer, too handsome. Don't like him. Jake Gyllenhaal, he's going to be Batman. Everybody knows that. Just waiting for it to happen. And even Ryan Reynolds, I'm not going to dig into that. There's some kind of weird theory. But... Tom Cruise, you know, he's very close friends with the director of this one, the guy that's been doing like the Mission Impossible movies and Jack Reacher. This story, I really like this idea. I do. I don't think that one of the issues, maybe not issues, but with these DC superhero films is like they're bringing in a young cyborg, and that was kind of weird. Maybe that's the acting, the CGI doesn't matter. And then you have Flash, who's kind of a kid. And then on the opposite of that, you have like an old Batman who's like, ooh, I'm old and we don't know what's going to happen to me next. But this one, I love the idea of taking... not doing a young Hal Jordan that just found the ring. I like there's this story concept where it's an older Hal Jordan who's been the Green Lantern for years and he's been fighting intergalactic threats. And now he brings on a young John Stewart, who's the black Green Lantern. And I should say the African-American Green Lantern, because black Green Lantern, that's a lot of colors together. And bringing him on as like a trainee type thing and then mentoring him to become a Green Lantern. And I think someone like Tom Cruise would be dope. Even though he's going to be 60, the guy is ageless, and he's still an action star.
Oh, yeah. Now let me ask you this, Chris. If you are Tom Cruise, and you've seen the way Warner Brothers has handled...
And you're in The Mummy.
This and The Mummy.
You were supposed to be the franchise guy for The Mummy, and that didn't turn out well. You take this project on.
Here's the thing. This is a two-parter. And the first part is that Tom Cruise is a crazy
this is
person.
A two-parter.
He is an absolute crazy person between his science. I hope that our whole fan base that listens isn't just Scientologists, but he's got the wacky Looney Tunes Scientology thing, and he's just outside. I love watching Tom Cruise. I love his movies. I'm actually a big fan of Tom Cruise on the screen, off the screen. I think he's basically a nut job that just hasn't gone to the street with a sign that says the end is near.
Right. I mean, I think he's a great actor. I think I haven't seen a film I didn't like. I even saw The Mummy, and that was whatever, but like I didn't hate it.
Right, we're like, this is garbage.
You know, he does all his own stunts. He's got the Mission Impossible thing popping.
I think that.
But that's what you're saying.
That I just think that because him being so crazy, it's hard to predict why he would be interested in doing something like this. For a lot, if it was more of a baseline actor, you could just be like, oh, maybe he's into this, or maybe he likes this. It could be as simple as he really likes the director. They're going to pay him all the money, and maybe also he's just like, I just want to do movies that I'm going to have fun with. That's why I keep doing Mission Impossible movies. Like, they're a challenge. I get to run around a lot with my weird run and my hair blows in the wind. I think that is part one for me. Maybe he just enjoys it. Part two is that, you know, in 2008, he was one of the finalists, like the final three, to be Tony Stark in Iron Man, right? And that obviously went to Robert Downey Jr. So you know that he has that bone in his body he wants to play a superhero. He's been playing, or maybe he doesn't want to, but it's something that he's open to doing. You have this thing where he's played more like real life human superheroes, like Jack Reacher and guy from Mission Impossible, Ethan Hunt. So I think that maybe he just is like, I just want to have fun with this, and if the script is right and I like the director and we can not bomb this one out, I'm in.
Yeah, the other thing too, though, is like, it's not going to be tomorrow. It's going to be like 5 years from now.
That's the thing too, yeah.
He's got Top Gun 2, which starts filming this summer.
All right.
He's got Edge of Tomorrow 2.
That
he's supposed to do. And then a Mission Impossible 17.
They're making Fallout's working. That's where he broke his leg recently.
Then he's got Mission Impossible 20. Speaking of 20, Chris, I'm going to crack a beer for our 20th episode.
Hey, 20th episode. It's like an anniversary.
I did it. That was such a letdown. The ultimate letdown. But we hit 20 episodes. Yeah. I would like to see him as Hal Jordan. I'm not really I think what you're saying would be cool is if, like, you know, there's a transition period. But again with the star like Tom Cruise, who again was supposed to be Tony Stark or could have been Tony Stark.
Had a good shot at it.
And Ben Affleck doing such a terrible job to carry the series. I think they need somebody, right? And they kind of,
right,
their actors are probably at this point, if I get off, or if there's like a role that, like, man, I feel like actors at this point have got to be like, I got to get in the Marvel movie now,
right
exactly. That's got to be a thing.
I gotta be on there no matter what I do. I gotta be in there. That's money. It's just a cash train.
They're talking to their agents like, yo, find me a character in a Marvel comic that I can be, right? I mean, there's nobody in the DC world is like,
right,
like they've got a good lineup.
It's, yeah, but there's not like that
struggling
diverse
it's
thing.
Struggling.
Of, yeah, outside of the you know, six or seven main, they call them, like, you know, God characters, the Olympian types. Like everything else just kind of falls to the wayside. You get some cool ones in there, like a Dr. Fate or whatever, but that's hard to make a movie on.
I mean, even small characters though, like,
oh yeah,
are finding their way. I mean, I'm trying to think of a perfect example, but even some of the Marvel one-shots I've noticed have had big actor, like, not big actors, but, like, you know.
People are in the running for it. People are interested.
Or trying to get on, like, S.H.I.E.L.D. Because, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is such a good show.
A real show
right
now.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I think DC needs somebody like a Tom Cruise.
Yeah, to bring some life back to it, maybe, and give it a little boost. And also, you know, that will be there. Green Lantern Corps will be similar to Thor, how Thor was for Marvel, in the sense that, you know, the other heroes they have are all earthbound, even though, you know, you got Superman or whatever, but this would take place in space and have some some real cosmic elements to it.
Some real Guardians of the Galaxy type twist.
I'd watch it.
Speaking of twisty things,
twist. I don't know. I love this. You're so good at that. It's like your best quality.
Is
that
you I just like, honestly, I just
you're transition king.
I just make shit up.
How do you do it?
Originally on our show notes, we have there's a game coming out. There's actually two games that are very similar to an old game known as Pokemon Go. Chris, did you partake in the Pokemon Go thing?
Hell yeah, I was a fanatic for a year.
Oh yeah, we went to a Yankee game, and you were like. You and your brother were chasing Pokemon
Go.
Gotta
catch them all.
Yeah. I had a guy come up to me at Union Square once when I was with my nephew, and he was like, right when the whole peak of Pokemon Go came out, and he was like, hey, man. This guy was like, had his shirt off. He was like yacked, and he was just like sweaty. It was in the summertime, I think. And I was like, oh, this guy's going to stab me.
Here we go.
But he came up to me. He was like, hey, man, you playing that Pokemon Go? And I was like, what? I wasn't. My nephew was. And I was like, nah. I just kind of laughed at him. Like, nah.
Nah.
And just kept walking. And he got mad at me. He was like, you ain't shit. He's like yelling at me. He's like, you ain't shit. And I was like,
you think you better than me?
Really? That's what it comes. Like, I felt like it was in the Michael Jackson, like, bad video for a second. Like, you ain't bad. Like, he was like. I was like, you play that Pokemon Go? And I was like, you ain't bad. You ain't nothing. You know? It felt like that kind of situation.
Come on. But you want like, some of this?
Ridiculous. Anyway, Jurassic World is coming out with an AR mobile game very similar.
You catch dinosaurs?
I don't know if you catch dinosaurs. I saw the trailer. The trailer didn't really show me that you were catching dinosaurs. But... the alternative one to this that's supposed to come out as well is Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters,
where you catch ghosts.
There's also the Harry Potter one that's actually by the same company that does Pokemon Go. So this is definitely the game style of the future.
Is it? Is the trend over?
I don't know, man. I feel like
it's late.
Are you kidding me? This like Harry Potter one is going to make it's going to be insane.
Everybody what are you collecting the Harry Potter one?
I think you just like walk around and cast spells certain places to gather things. I have no idea about it. All I know is that I'm going to lose many, many hours of my life to it.
You and Allie going to have long
no,
nights.
No, not even her. Just me.
Harry Potter.
She's going to be like, good luck out there, champ. And I'll be like, see you in a week. And just have like a backpack and pans tied to it. And I'm going to go find some magic.
Chris is going to cancel the podcast because he got to go find magic.
Can't do it. Got to go and see you.
Chris, we've talked about the Amazon Echo on the show.
Yes, we have.
And, I have one. Do you have one?
I do have an Echo. Yeah, an Alexa, as I call her.
Has it laughed at you or like been any? Have you experienced any kind of weird or disturbing?
No, I've experienced nothing. It's nice and quiet for me. But I hear that people are experiencing some pretty crazy shit.
So yeah. So apparently this thing is laughing. Like which one? So this is a main story that I. One of the main stories that I was like, yo, this is crazy.
This is nuts.
This guy's like used to turning off his lights because it's connected to smart homes. Like people, it's like you can set it up to your lights and shit. And this dude is like trying to turn off his lights and the lights keep coming back on. And then sometimes, and I've experienced this, like you'll tell Alexa to do something and she won't do it or she'll completely ignore you or like. Do something completely out of character, but like something completely different than your request.
Yeah, you're like, hey, set an alarm for 2:30, and she's like,
how do grilled cheese is made out of cheese and bread, idiot?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So apparently, this dude is like, yo, turn the lights off. The lights keep going back on, and then
he's like, I don't like it.
And then she ignores him altogether, and then she She lets out a cackle. It's like,
see, that cackle is terrifying because I actually looked it up and it is mortifying.
It's, I guess it's like not even in the Alexa voice, too.
Oh, they're like, yeah, we didn't put that inside of her, so she's definitely haunted.
Yeah, so now Amazon is going back, like trying to figure this out and why it's happening.
I'm gonna put this to the speaker.
As of right now,
I'm gonna put this. This is like the cackle. This is one of them. That one's not.
That's the cackle.
That's a cackle. That's like a strange, like if it's just the middle of the night and that happens, you're going to be feeling real weird. The other
pitch
one,
black.
The other
pitch
one.
Black.
This one gets me more, actually, man. Like, I don't know if that's, I don't know. Obviously, that one is prompted by saying laugh. But if I was in the middle of the house, I just turned off the lights. I'm calling it a night. Gonna shuffle the old feet upstairs to bed. And in the pitch blackness, I heard that little, I would immediately set fire to my entire house.
I mean, yeah, it's creepy as hell.
I wouldn't even wake Allie. I just say, hey, Allie. I just yell upstairs, hey, you should get out. And then I just immediately burn the house down because if that thing lasts me, nope, no thank you. It's like Poltergeist, you know, at the end when he rolls the TV outside.
Yeah, yeah,
identical
yeah.
for me. I just take it and just punch, just hit a baseball bat.
Apparently, like, yeah, it's freaked people out because it's one, it's happened at night.
Somebody's in my house. They're coming in the back door.
Like, one guy jumped out of bed. It scared his family. Like,
yeah, hell yeah, I bet it did. Somebody laughed
people
in my
are,
house.
People are,
oh, fuck.
People are unplugging this shit. I keep, like, so I have one here for business reasons, but I keep that thing unplugged because I know it's listening to everything.
I'm just Googling Alexa haunted question mark. And yep, this is definitely a story that is, yep, randomly laughing and it's creepy as hell. It's like all over the place. I don't like being scared by things that I buy.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
I don't like it.
Anyway, speaking of crazy, that's going to get us into our what, Chris?
Oh, buzz of the week.
Buzz of the week. You can catch Buzz of the Week this Saturday, March 10th. Getting into our main topic, Chris.
Yep.
We are talking about everything you should stream in March, be it on Netflix, Hulu, or Amazon.
Hey, listen, before we dive in, I'm just going to say this to everybody out there listening. This is very, what's the terminology, like different strokes for different folks or whatever. Like, these lists that they put out for are huge. Like, they are releasing all new stuff every month on every platform, Hulu, Netflix, Amazon. So we're just going to breeze through and grab some of the favorites or some highlights, things that stood out to us. But honestly, it's worth checking out these lists because you might be like, oh man, I love that movie, I can't wait. And we might just like breeze by because we're like, I never heard of a movie called Chocolat, although we haven't heard of that movie.
Right. Or 1984.
Sure. A little Orwell in there.
No, there's definitely some sleepers in there. We're just gonna go over our favorites or what we think is worthy of watching on those snowy, slushy days like today here for me in New York City.
Slushy, or terrible.
If you got your wisdom teeth pulled, or if you're just hungover, or you just don't want to get out of bed.
Yeah, you just want to watch television.
Let's start with Hulu. I feel like Hulu. Maybe we should start with Amazon. What do you think, Chris? Which is the weaker of the streamline?
I mean, Hulu is. It's definitely Amazon Prime is still trying to find its feet. Like, you can get a lot of like weird stuff with your Prime membership, but the Amazon. I think let's start there and see what they got. What's Amazon dealing up for me? You know what I mean? What am I getting?
I would agree with you on that. However, Amazon is an Oscar winner.
That's true. That is accurate.
Had to do it to him. All right, we can start with Amazon. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm on the Amazon thing. I'm just going through these. What's in here that's standing out to you? Anything that's like, ba-bam.
Bye Bye Birdie.
One that's hitting me really, really off the bat, out the jump, as you say. The Big Sick. That is a amazing.
That's been
movie.
On. That's been on for a while.
Hell, I don't know what it says on this list. It's there. So see that.
If you haven't seen The Big Sick, you can watch it on Amazon right now. It did win. Did it win?
No.
From the Oscar?
No, but it was nominated. It that's good.
A classic. A couple of classics here. We have For Your Eyes Only. GoldenEye.
Oh, yeah. A little James Bond run.
And this is I don't know why this movie is a movie that I think is just one of my favorite movies. It's got to be Hackers. Have you ever seen Hackers?
Dude, no, but you've talked about Hackers a bunch in the past. That's hilarious.
I love Hackers. I think it's a terrible movie, but it's one of my favorites.
That movie Free Fire made the list. There's so many things on here. It's nuts sometimes. I'm like, that movie is a thing, and then it'll be the next movie I come to. I'm like, that movie's a thing?
Both XXX movies are on there.
Oh, hell yeah. My weekend just went up a bunch. Y'all ready?
One and two. Valerian.
Ooh, is I on didn't Amazon see that. Very now. Colorful. I could go down. I could get down on that.
Valerian's okay. It's not great, but what else is on? This is a short list.
They don't release much, but it's funny. Of the quality, like I already spoiler alert, I pre-browsed the other lists, and obviously Netflix just dumps a bunch of stuff. This one, but I feel like for the most part, everything on here is usually like solid or watchable. Like I've been going through here, and I'm like, oh, they're gonna put Superbad, and oh, Sicario, great, that's been on this, or oh, Reservoir Dogs, and then you know, every now and then I'll get one that's like Dove Sits on a Telephone Pole. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Right. They also got Die Another Day, and they also have Bad News Bears. So they got a good lineup. Amelie, is that?
Is that oh right? Yeah, Amelie. Very French.
Oh, anyway, I won't do that. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it that I see.
Maybe no. And let's go to the other two. Hulu, Netflix are where everybody's got it. Everybody's going there. We know it.
Hulu. Let's go to
Hulu. I like Hulu. Let's check out and see what's coming to Hulu in March.
Power Rangers. The new Power Ranger movie is coming.
Oh, fantastic. I've been waiting.
It's actually not available yet, but it comes out March 9th.
Oh, great. So we lied to the people listening. We're the worst.
But by the... I mean, it comes out tomorrow. Fucking get over it. I'm a jerk. Chris is nice. I'm a
Why
jerk.
Why are you yelling at me? I just do my best. I just try my hardest.
This movie, a lot of people didn't like this movie. It may or may not get a sequel. I thought this movie was okay. Chris hasn't seen it yet. But obviously, I talk more about Power Rangers than Chris.
Yes.
I still think it's okay. But 1984 is also coming to Hulu as well as Amazon. Don't know why.
Everywhere. You know what's funny about this list? The way I like the one that we're looking at. I'm looking at one that's on Vulture.com.
So am I. Yeah.
But I love how even they know, they understand what we were just saying. That like, as you go down their bulleted list, there are certain things that are high, that are bold in black. Because they're like, come right. on, these are the ones you're really looking for. Like, you're looking for, you know, GoldenEye and, you know, like you said, like whatever, all these things. Moonraker. You're not looking for Stuart Little 2. And if you are, there's going to be problems.
Or Boulevard.
Boulevard.
I don't even know what that is.
Exactly. I'm looking for Chicago. I've never seen Chicago. I got to watch that.
Chicago's on this list.
Wait, you said Hackers is on this one too.
Yeah. Apparently there's some streaming finally, going around. Came up. Yeah.
It's the Secret of NIMH. Oh, you remember that with the mice and the rats and stuff? And the art was very like it was like cartoon, but it was kind of that gritty cartoon style.
Like claymation?
No, it was just more like, you know, they
stop
like,
motion.
No, it's like they use just darker colors. It's not so bright and light. Like it was just more like, oh no, like this thing's gonna tear our spines out. It's when they weren't afraid to tell a kid that life was hard, you know?
Nah, I don't know what you're talking about. But I believe
know.
You. But so that means I should watch Moonraker. I got it, Chris.
Yep. See, there we go. Ba-dum-bum. Yeah, this one's the Accused, and I'm surprised that one didn't get a highlight. A Mermaid's Tale. When does that become available?
There's a lot of the same movies on this list.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's definitely a licensing or whatever. Some of the stuff they like highlight as their big ones are Power Rangers, and then that show Timeless. You know, where they gotta try and save historical events from happening.
Isn't that the one where they like there's like that gym bag?
No, that one was long gone. That was like about history or something. This is the one where like a bad terrorist guy steals a time machine, but luckily they have another one. And so this like super historian girl and this
they go around trying to fix what
the guy changes.
Get out of here.
In fact, the tagline for this season is called Save the Date, which I thought was actually kind of clever.
I hate it already.
But the show, yeah, it was on the brink of cancellation, but then apparently it's going to come back for a second one. Oh, sweet. This is the best script you'll ever get. Timeless gets bonus points for its pure wish fulfillment, whatever, in which a history teacher gets called to save history like Wishbone, but with more guns and kissing. Boom. Say no more.
Yeah, I'm over
Amazing
it.
World of Gumball season 5. Boom. I'll be there for that. Crash. Fantasia 2000. No, it's just
one movie that's
hit
on
after
here.
Hit after hit.
One movie that's on this Hulu list is The Devil Inside.
Oh, no.
Was It was a sleeper horror movie. It was okay. Worth a check out. Worth a
little
check out.
Big Shots season 3. God. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? One of my favorite movies of all time. Roseanne's
making a comeback, though. I know. So that's why that.
How are they going to explain that John Goodman isn't dead?
What do you mean?
He died in that show, didn't he?
I don't think so.
I couldn't stand the voice. I used to just beat my head until I went unconscious.
I watched that show when it was out.
I bet. You seem like the type.
The white trash type?
No, I didn't say that.
It's exactly what you said,
Grass. We have a lot of blue-collar listeners, okay, Brad?
Yeah, the Hulu list kind of sucks, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, so how will the new series address his death? So John Goodman's character died of a heart attack in the series finale. I remember that now. That was like a big thing. And then they asked John Goodman, hey, how are they going to address that? And then he said, I don't know. They might just ignore it.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be some kind of throwaway line like, remember that time you almost died and then you turned out to be alive? You woke up in the morgue?
Yeah, she's just gonna laugh it off. Yeah. Anyway, that's really... So the main really hit is gonna... I'm gonna tell you, is gonna go... You should watch Power Rangers because you should watch all the other stuff on Amazon.
Yeah, you're gonna be fine. You're gonna have a Prime account.
If you don't have a Hulu account, but you have a Prime account, you're covered. You got all this stuff.
Angie Tribeca season 3 is gonna be on Hulu. I love that show.
That show is so ridiculous.
This is great. I love that our main story is us just scanning a list and saying, that one.
Pretty much. That's exactly what we're doing.
I hope somebody that's listening is like driving to work and they're like, oh, shit, yeah, I can't wait.
Moonraker.
Oh, man, I've been meaning to watch that for 40 years.
Yeah, there's so much better stuff. I don't know why this list sucks.
Well, let's just jump over to the old Netflix and finish this thing off by going through and saying all the million things they're going to be having.
They have all kinds of stuff. Oh. So they got the mafia movies on lock. Mm-hmm. Right? They got Casino.
Goodfellas.
Did they get Goodfellas?
I don't know. I just said another film. Oh.
I just feel like I just watched Goodfellas.
The Heartfelt Romance Revolutionary Road. Everybody remembers that one.
I'm assuming you're being sarcastic. I have no idea what you're talking about. The one with Leonardo DiCaprio
and Kate, what's her name? You know, Kate Blanchett. And they like are like 50s suburbanites, but they're both miserable and they hate each other and their marriage falls apart. Oh, there's a coat hanger scenario at one point. It's a real thing.
I don't remember.
It won an Oscar for something. Somebody won an Oscar. Could somebody get this thing an Oscar?
It wasn't. I can tell you it wasn't Leonardo DiCaprio.
Everybody stop what you're doing right now, because when I saw that Cruel Intentions was on this list, I stopped at my tracks. But now to see that there's also Cruel Intentions 2 and 3, game over. Game over for me.
I didn't even know they made a third
one. Nobody did. That's why it's such a surprise. They're just sneaking it in here on Netflix. Like, hey.
That's what I love about this is, like, studios now, like, you'll notice when a show, like, one of your favorite movies will show up, or, like, a show will show up, or an actor's special will show up. And then all of a sudden, like, their entire catalog shows up. It's the same with like some of these movie franchises. Like they're like, all right, we really want to get Scream or whatever it is, and they're like, all right, we'll give you Scream, but you got to take 4, 5, and 9. And you're like,
ugh, okay.
They're like, you know, Netflix is like, fuck. All right,
fine, give us that.
We'll throw it on there.
That seems the Cruel Intentions one just seemed like they had a DVD laying around. They're like, yeah, you guys can have Cruel Intentions. Will you just take these DVDs for 2 and 3 off our hands, and maybe you could like. Put them on your...
Or even, like, any Adam Sandler movie. Oh, they're like, all the studios are like, we got to get rid of these
Adam Sandler. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. Like, what are we going to do? Get that out of here.
Well, they're just like... Not even, like, the ones that didn't see light of day in the theaters. They're like,
The ones they made, guys. Like, the whatever, the Fartful 8 or whatever theirs was called.
Or whatever. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, somehow that movie got made, right? I feel like Netflix is good at like getting the cleanup scraps.
Somebody
right?
had they're to like, direct that film. Oh, they're so good at that. They're so good at making things just disappear in the labyrinth somehow, that is their stuff.
I feel like they take the table scraps and then they throw Netflix originals on it, and then that's what ends up on Netflix, right?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Some of these movies, and then like next thing you know, Adam Sandler's like rich again. Not that he was never not rich, sure. But like. Somehow he's made a comeback because he's killing it on Netflix. Same with Martin, not Martin Sheen. His name's not even Martin.
Dickie David Martin. Spade. Oh, David Spade. Close.
David Spade. That show is. I always seem to watch, and I don't know why. I should not probably
what, Rules
admit
of Engagement?
Rules of Engagement.
Hey, it's great, man. It's a funny show.
But there's also that movie with him and Adam Sandler that is horrible, but it's on Netflix.
Yeah, as there's
Netflix
just original. Tons of bad, bad, bad movies, Netflix original stuff. You know what? I have to change because I just saw this. Available 3/6, and I don't know what it is. Because in the last 20 years of my life, I have not thought about this. But earlier this week.
Borderliner?
No, but right above that. I on this list, Benji. I was literally in my car and I was thinking, oh, I want to bring up Benji, that movie about that dog. It was like a smaller lassie and he like thwarted crime. I don't even remember what the movie is about. All I know is it literally went through my brain.
A dog ran around a mountain.
Benji's on the loose, and now it's in my. And then they have the For the Love of Benji. So
like
wow, it's almost like fate gave that to me. The simulation gave that to me.
Benji is like. The original Air Bud. Did you want to continue on about Benji, or were you good to?
No, I'll do it in my own time. Big one here.
Adventureland.
Yeah, I meant Jessica Jones season 2.
Oh, yeah, that show.
I loved
the first run. I've actually loved all those shows.
Except for Iron Fist
and Defenders, even was kind of weak.
Trash.
I feel like those are now an afterthought.
Yeah,
is that the vibe you get? I feel like before they were like the hot thing.
They were,
they
and now it's
that
just
kind of
like here. This one, I think that Iron Fist was so bad and Defenders was so damaged because of Iron Fist that people just kind of lost the taste for it.
I mean, even with like the Punisher was cool. It like stood on its own, but it still was.
It's kind of forgotten already.
Same with Luke Cage.
Luke Cage is fantastic. It was perfect. It was like, you know, kind of the Black Panther thing of being, you know, we finally get a black superhero that's the highlight, and it's a great show. And then you know, it just went quiet as well. These things just go quiet.
Yeah, it's like they're not hitting it fast enough.
Yeah, they're just like, okay, cool. We'll just maybe that's it. Maybe they're just not riding the wave quick enough. They're like, hey, remember that thing? And now people are just so hyped for it. Maybe that's also it too. People are having a lot of their, you know, energy, their dork energy stolen and sapped away by Infinity Wars. They're kind of like, oh, okay. But when there's no big superhero movie to look forward to, or they're coming down off the high of Black Panther, when there's nothing to look forward to, they're like, oh, hell yeah, I'm excited for Daredevil season 3. But if there's all this other stuff, you're like, oh, I'll get to it.
I mean, Daredevil is definitely the one show to watch on the out of those. Although I really liked Luke Cage. What's funny, I guess for me, I started off with Jessica Jones. I didn't watch season 1 of Daredevil.
Oh, man.
So when I finished Jessica Jones, I then, with my girlfriend at the time, we went back and watched Daredevil. And then when we finished Daredevil, Daredevil season 2 came out.
Right.
And then I was already hyped up off of Luke Cage and Jessica Jones, and I found that bar and that
The horseshoe bar or whatever.
It was
so dope.
Yeah, it took you there. Is Luke Cage's bar, and I just saw a clip not that long ago, and again, and I was like, that's why I love that bar. Like, you know, so that's one thing. But I think I just hit them right on.
Right.
Like
right in their stride.
Because I remember I was all about it, but now, once Luke Cage came out, it was like I remember that. Big delay.
It's like, yeah, I'm done. I got all 4 of them. I'm out.
And then I watched Iron Fist, and then that was whatever. I thought it was better than what everybody said, but Defenders was not the Avengers of Netflix we were hoping for.
Well, if you are still interested, you're still super into Jessica Jones, number one, comment and tell us what you think. Do you like these? They're still doing these. And do you like these? They're still doing these. But also, if you are excited, 3/8, that's only like, what, 2 days? That's nothing. That's tomorrow.
I got a lot to watch this weekend. I'll say
busy that. Weekend.
Or midnight. Actually, wait 2 hours. I'll watch the whole
there
shit
you go.
Tonight. No, I won't. Don't tell my dad.
Oh, Papa.
Ghostbusters 1 and 2.
Awesome.
Is on Netflix this month.
Get on that.
Classics. Forgetting Sarah Marshall, perfect
great movie.
If you're still loathing over your ex,
Septiembre, un llanto, el silencio. Don't know what that is. Sounds great, though. I'm looking for other things on here that are pretty, like, that are, like, pow. Like, I want the stuff that goes pow, pow, that stands out, you know?
Yeah, like Jackass 3.5, the unrated movie.
That's the one. That's March 15th.
I didn't know they rebooted Benji.
Great. Perfect. And Netflix original Benji is coming out. There's a whole bunch on the 16th. Everything they're releasing that day is all Netflix originals. Season 4 of Spirit Riding Free, season 1 of On My Block, season 1 of something called Edha, Take Your Pills, probably a movie. This is crazy. Yeah, they'll just do these big drops. The Legacy of
Whitetail Deer Hunter?
Yeah, exactly. What the fuck are these things?
I don't know. Little Women is also, as well as 50 First Dates, another Adam Sandler classic.
There you go, 50 First Dates. Oh, wait, Little Women is an Adam Sandler classic? I don't think I saw him in there. He probably played one of the women. He's like, oh, it's me. We're so little. Pretty good. Thought he was here.
There is a Netflix original coming out on March 23rd, which is Roxanne Roxanne, which is about the hip hop artist from the 80s, who was actually very influential in the hip hop game. So I'm definitely looking forward to that one to check out.
Well, I'm looking forward to Dino Truck Supercharged. I'm guessing those are trucks that are also dinosaurs. So your move.
Are we playing checkers?
Yeah. Checkmate.
Yeah.
Series Unfortunate Events Season 2. Did not watch Season 1, but I was interested.
Yeah. I think those are pretty much what you need to be. I mean, we've given you a lot to watch. Wet Hot American Summer.
Oh, hell yeah. And Trump, an American Dream. Oif.
I'm not surprised by this, but Moon. Because it's supposed to be.
I would love to. That's like the one Sam Rockwell movie I've always wanted to watch and never have.
Well, Moon is actually supposed to take place in the same universe as Mute.
Of course.
That movie, which was mediocre.
A movie called Mute? I didn't even see that.
Yeah, we talked about it. It's with...
With what's his name? He doesn't talk. Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I like things that take place in the same universe.
Yeah, I didn't see Moon, so...
It makes me go, hey!
But Mute was hard to get through.
Oh, well, that doesn't make me excited. Makes me sad. No.
Oh, also 300 is not bolded on this list, but 300 also.
It's a visual. It's still a very visually, visually pretty. I don't know. Visually striking, I guess would be the word. Movie.
Yeah.
Now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. That's immediately going on there. 18th season of Law and Order SVU. Another thing that's going to.
I like that movie.
Which one?
I like that movie.
You Chuck would. And Larry.
I thought it was.
You're
funny.
The same kid that watched Roseanne. What do you know? Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from. My father talking through me.
Just a dope rapper with a bay flow. Hey.
Well, I think that you have lots of stuff to watch. If there's something we missed or something that we don't know about that you want to tell us is amazing, hit that up. This main story this week was very, very chill and relaxed, but it got me pretty hyped to go watch some TV, which is exactly what I'm going to do once we're done with this. I'm going to stuff my face full of food, and I'm going to watch some TV.
Yeah, Chris is about, it's about dinner time for Chris, it's about bedtime for me, so we will see you on the same G-Splash channel at the same G-Splash time next G-Splash week.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at G to the Splash, get on at our Facebook page, subscribe to us, you can check us out, I mean if you're listening now, you probably stumbled into something if you don't know where it is, but we're on iTunes, you can always email us at gsplashbc@gmail.com. Anything you want to do, you want to talk, you want to tell us we suck, we rock, tell us what we need to do better, just say what up, we'll give you a shout out.
Also, don't forget to vote for my super dope rap song.
Vote for that. I put a link on our Facebook page, go there, you can't miss his name, it's Bradley Baxter, hella poppin', vote for that.
Hella poppin'.
If he wins,
there's also links.
Everybody gets 10
There's
bucks.
Also links in the description, but don't say that because I might win.
We don't know, now I said it.
I probably won't win, but it's a...
You have to believe in yourself, Bradley.
The popularity contest. I'm not very good at those.
I think you're nice.
Thank you. I didn't win class president.
No, I did.
I got the champion in my corner. And the champion in my corner.
Yeah.
All right, we out of here.
Thanks.
Have
a good week, everybody.
Peace. Yeah. Late. G-Splash. Hey. Nah. I'm talking G-Splash.
Bang.